Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Small Biz America. And hope you're having a good week in your small business. David Wolf back with you with Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Thanks for being with us again. Whether you're listening Thursday evening or Saturday across our network, we're just glad you're here because without you, there's no one for us to talk to. Speaking of today and this show, interesting program, Russ Fujioka is the president of Zero US. We're going to talk about the five big business strategies to help you launch your small business. So that's good for startups. Rohit Arora will be joining us. He's the co-founder of Biz to Credit. We're going to be talking about the fintech or financial tech revolution, what it means. And this is a guy that talks to the Federal Reserve, so it'll be an interesting conversation with Rohit. Gabe Arnold will join us from copywriter.net with tips for your small business, as always, on the Small Biz Brain segment. And up first, Tom Berge. He's the president of Berge Creative, 20-year veteran in marketing, advertising, and graphic design. That's what they do there. Many, many awards, and he serves a large group of clients across many sectors from his offices in Harleysville, Pennsylvania. I've never been there. Tom Berge joins us on the line now to talk about his business and how he approaches branding and many other things. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for the introduction, and it's nice to meet you.
Absolutely. So, you know, you've dealt in national, regional spaces, and you're known for being able to give a client, their brand, a visual voice that's strategically positioned in the marketplace. So for our listeners who are small business owners and entrepreneurs, translate what that means, and then we can walk into some of the questions we were going to talk about during this segment.
Sure. Yeah, they're essentially what we try to discover is a client's visual voice, which is their all of their marketing materials and online presence that the customer sees that basically gives them the visual voice that we market on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. It's really a vocabulary that you create for the client to help position them. Do I have that right?
Exactly.
So, and each client, of course, has their own nuances. You know, what's fascinating about your business as I look at the profile is that you've worked with so many different sectors, and I said that briefly during the intro. I mean, you've worked on in the food space with Tasty Apple. You've worked in distribution. You've worked in anti-aging types of product development and also helped launch Tootsie Rolls worldwide, if I've got that right. So, when you approach these different kinds of clients with different types of products, does the equation for you change in terms of solving the creation of a visual voice for the brand?
Yeah, well, it absolutely depends on what the client's needs are. We to do a good visual voice process, we conduct a online meeting where we develop specific questions for that customer and client. Mm-hmm. Again, based on what their needs are. But, yeah, it can be a challenge. In the past, what we've done is I've even sent magazines that have nothing to do with their business to the client and tell them to look at them, sit in the bathroom once in a while, and look at something that's completely off the wall. So when we do get into a visual voice process, that they're coming with ideas potentially that aren't necessarily their everyday thinking. So we will try to get customers and clients to think outside the box,
yeah.
And we'll we'll hope do whatever we can to get them thinking differently, so we can, so they can essentially help us understand their company, but also bring something new to the meeting in their thinking, so that it's a real think tank.
Yeah, you know, this idea of liberating the business of the business guy, who's, you know, kind of inside the four walls of his operation, depending on where he is and how large the the business itself is. That idea is very compelling, the idea of liberating them out of the day-to-day cyclical thinking that they may have, and begin to bring them into a think tank world that you're helping to create, and out of that comes this solution, probably strategic in some level, and probably there's an emotional content to branding, which I know you're very familiar with. When folks are choosing a marketing or an ad or a branding agency, what are some of the misconceptions they have about the process and about how to help, how to allow the firm to help them do what they need to do to grow their business?
Well, probably the largest misconception is cost. That is the number one thing every company looks at. And if they do the math, if they hire an in-house person to handle a large marketing program and campaign, between the cost of that in-house person and the campaign, it could be $100,000 budget. And is that one person qualified to handle that? So, you know, if you hire an agency that has the experts in place and the resources in place, mm-hmm. they're getting a lot more bang for their buck, and they're getting a absolute best chance of return on their investment, with an agency that, you know, has a track record of creating results.
We're visiting with Tom Berge. He's the founder and CEO of the Berge Creative Group. The website, I'll spell this, B-E-R-G-E-Y, creativegroup.com, Berge Creative Group. Tom, do you work nationally? Does your agency, your business cover clients all over the world maybe, but the U.S.?
Yeah, currently we're working with clients in Florida, Texas, Ohio, Philadelphia, New York, Los Angeles. So we have with the internet, we just got a client in Canada.
I love
working wise. So we do our own SEO for our company to make sure that we're out there as we should be.
Yeah.
And clients are finding us, thankfully.
Is your own experience base in the graphics side of the business, or were you initially more of a verbal guy, or what brought you into the business?
It was primarily on the graphics side. I started out roughly 25 years ago doing graphic design, print design, and then as the market and environment changed, we migrated into the technology of web, apps, mobile, SEO, really to meet the needs of the client and be a full-service agency. So our core was print and graphic design. And in a good way, what's happening now with a lot of existing agencies and the newer ones, they don't necessarily have the core of good design and even the understanding of print and the value that's there. So you really need to get an agency that understands both, because there is a place for traditional and the new digital, and the combination could be very powerful.
Absolutely, and I'm guessing that you are still actually going to press in some instances, depending on the nature of the campaign. Do I have that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if we do a new landing page project, a new sales project online for a client, we may follow that up with a mega log or a direct response mail campaign to push them and drive them back to the site we just developed. They go hand in hand, but they have to be strategically done in such a way that it sets up a very well thought out sales funnel, because there is a psychology to getting people to make the right steps and choices.
Do you get involved in email marketing or SEM, or to what extent is your online services package look like? I got about a minute and a half.
Sure. Yeah, we are full service. We have a team that will help on the email marketing side. We put together the landing pages, the email blasts, I have a email database guy that can help secure and find email lists for clients.
Beautiful.
So it's pretty turnkey, full service, and we're teamed up with experts in each individual field so that, A, I'm not carrying every single person's overhead here, but they are long-standing partners with this agency for 15-plus years. So our clients are getting the best of the best.
You know, Tom, I can sense from talking with you here, and I think our listeners can probably, you have an empathetic quality to you, which business owners need that. They need to be heard. They need to have their marketing problems and branding issues really understood. And it strikes me that you're probably very, very good at what you do, which explains why you've had such a wonderful long career and track record, and now dealing with all kinds of companies all over the U.S. We've been visiting with Tom Berge. He's the founder and principal at Berge Creative Group. The website, www.bergeycreativegroup.com. Tom, we'll do it again. Thanks so much for joining us.
That sounds good. Thank you very much, Dave.
Very good. After the break, it'll be Russ Fujioka. He's the president of Zero US, and should be an interesting conversation. Remember, you can contact me if you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest on Small Biz America by going to our website, the radio website, smallbizamericaradio.com. And you can, it says contact us, like many websites do. You can reach me through that website to give me feedback, to see how to become a guest on the show. And also, we are seeking sponsors across our network. We're in about 20 markets these days and growing and across the internet. Don't go away. Russ Fujioka after the break.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday morning.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz. Small Biz America.
David Wolf back with you on the Biz Talk Radio Network, Small Biz America. Thanks for staying with us. Russ Fujioka, he's the president of Zero US. That is, he's responsible for the US-based expansion and growth of that company, and they're involved with cloud accounting software for small business. He has got more than 25 years of experience in this space, strategic, operational. He knows all about the cloud. That's not the weather. That's the other cloud that we talk about a lot on our program and everyone talks about everywhere. He joins us on the line now from his headquarters at Zero. Russ, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, David. And one of the things you mentioned is I was a small business owner myself, so that's perfect.
And last but not least, he was a small business owner himself. So you're empathetic to the woes of businesses. And today we were going to talk a little bit about the early stage of businesses, if I've got it right. And you have something you framed out, a thought process, a thought leadership around the five big business strategies to help launch a small business. And I'm guessing some of this folds into the work you do and have done over so many years. So if you will, let's dive into these five business strategies for our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the things that I would look back at as having been an executive in a Fortune 50 company to starting my own business is that when you look back at what big businesses are able to do, there are actually, you know, ways that small businesses can really utilize these strategies. And I'm going to go through them, and I'm going to use kind of the titles that you'd hear in corporate America. And when I mean corporate, big corporate America, you know, like multi-billion-dollar companies. So the first thing I would look at when you're starting your businesses in the big businesses, we call a marketing funnel, right? And really the basic tenet of that is when you go into any business or service, you really should have a really good eye on who is your target customer, what is their target journey, what are the different transitions and things that you can look at on how they make their decisions, what it takes to do to reach them, and how you get them really through the entire customer journey and marketing funnel. And so in big businesses, you know, this is you know, I think in the last 10 years, in the coming 10 years, more IT spend will be made by the CMO than the CIO. And I think that this idea of the marketing funnel is something that small businesses can rapidly adopt on their own. And really, it's as simple as just make sure you understand how your customers make their decisions and document so that you're able to understand where you can affect and where you can better your customer retention, your customer acquisition, and your customer journeys. And so that's really the first thing you'd want to do when you start any business is understand that customer and, again, how that marketing funnel can affect you.
Beautiful.
I'd say, you know, when we look at the second one, you know, there's a big operation in the big businesses, and they're called strategic partnerships. And I think one of the things that small business people should understand is that they shouldn't be thinking they're doing this alone. And, you know, part of what Zero was made to do was to incorporate three different pieces of the puzzle, and that's really robust small business platform in Zero, to attach you to financial acuity in accounting and bookkeepers, and thirdly, to bring in partnerships of software partners and ecosystems that help verticalize your business. And so when you look at those strategic partnerships in corporations, you might have, you know, a major corporation, you know, aligning with a major corporation. I think that when you cut these deals and these strategic partnerships, it's really to do a few things. When you align with another local business, another local bigger business, I think you can affect what you look like. You can look bigger than you are. You can change really the trajectory that your business is on by the company you keep. Someone that's been in business a long time that you have a partnership with and you may be new gives you a bit of longevity, and it gives you that sense of anchoring your business even though it's new. So, you know, when you go into business, just think about, you're not in this on your own. What are the partnerships that you need to advance your small business? And you know, again, when you're in a small business, that could be the printer down the street if you're a coffee shop. You just don't have to do this alone. And that's one of the biggest things I tell, certainly first-time entrepreneurs, is don't think that this is a test and you're out there on your own and you're left to do that.
Yeah, I love that. All right, as we move through these in our short time together, Russ Fujioka, the website that you can learn more about his company, Xero.com, Xero.com. So let's move to number three if we can.
Yeah, so the third one you'd hear is market segmentation. And so what I would say about market segmentation is in big companies, you tend to be looking at huge market segments, big total available markets. In order to affect that, you'll put thousands, hundreds of people against certain verticals or segments. You might look at what retailers, selling to retailers or selling to legal departments or things like that, and you'll segment your market. And big businesses do that so that they can be really precise in their messaging and be able to bring the market to those areas. Market segmentation for a small business is very important, because if you go really wide at the beginning and you really, again, going back to point one, don't know who your customer is and what that market segment is, then you'll be wasting a lot of energy. And so it's really important that you understand the market that you're marketing to, be able to segment it as small as you can, take over one segment at a time, and build your business. And so, the biggest thing to market segmentation for a small business is focus, focus, focus. And by doing a segmentation model, which just means, hey, who am I going after, what do they do, and what demographic and kind of psychographic do they have in common, it helps you really kind of focus your business.
Okay, beautiful. We may not get them all in this segment, but let's move through these. This is so valuable. Thank you, Russ. Number four, please.
Well, four can be very short. Implement processes. So it may sound big and arduous, but really, again, document, document, document. Understand what you're going to do. Lather, rinse, repeat. Look at the back of a shampoo bottle. Lather, okay. Rinse, repeat. And
right.
Repeatable process is very important.
Very good. And finally, number five from Russ Fujioka.
Well, the most important, a chief revenue officer. Big corporations have it. You need one. If you are trying to be everything to everyone, the one thing you better make sure is someone is responsible for sales. Who is responsible for sales? It's as simple as that. If you're dividing your time and you're trying to invest and you're trying to deploy and you're trying to build the sales funnel, it's very difficult. So it's really important that you identify who a chief revenue officer is for you, which means who is selling for your product or service.
Russ, I got to wonder that the information you're sharing with us and our audience today is separate and apart from the work you do at Xero to some extent. Where can folks learn more? Is there a place they can get a deeper dive about the work you're doing around this thought leadership, the five business strategies?
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you can go to Xero.com, we have a bunch of small business guides. I think there's a bunch of content really focused on what small businesses can do to be successful, and they are abstracted from our platform itself. So they can go there. It's a deep library of verticalization. They can go to our Xero blog. It's all about the small businesses and making them vital. I mean, we are in business so that small businesses thrive, and, you know, we're here to make the economies of the world change one small business at a time.
Beautiful. Russ Fujioka, he's the president of Xero US. and the U.S. operation, website www.xero.com. Russ, thanks for joining us on the program.
Perfect, David.
Excellent. Thank you. Great stuff from Russ Fujioka. All very powerful.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to stand out and be heard with Doug Foresta. In this segment, Doug explores what it takes to become a thought leader in your field, featuring leading experts about how they became thought leaders and how you can do it too. And now here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello, welcome to the Stand Out and Be Heard segment. This is your host, Doug Foresta. Today I'm going to be sharing with you some wisdom about influencer moments. And this comes from Ted Rubin, who I've interviewed many times. I actually will definitely have him on here as well, but I want to share with you some wisdom that that Ted shares about becoming an influencer versus creating viral moments. And I want to give him a shout out. If you go to his blog, which is tedrubin.com, he actually has a blog post about this, about the difference between the instead of creating viral moments, look for real-time influence opportunities. And I wanted to share this idea with you. I think that it is a really important distinction. And Ted is certainly one of the smartest people that I know when it comes to engaging. He actually coined the term R on R, return on relationship, if you're familiar with that on Twitter and Facebook and other places. So let me explain what Ted means by this and what the lesson is for you. So one of the things that a lot of times people do, you know, when we look to have influence, we look for, you know, how to create viral content. You hear people say that all the time. You know, I want to create viral content. And when you look at, you know, every once in a while, you know, every week it seems like there's something, right? There's always a picture of a cat or somebody jumping off a roof or whatever it is, and everyone's sharing it on the internet. It becomes the latest sensation. So then companies and thought leaders say to themselves, well, I'm going to create viral content. You know, how do I do that? How do I create content that goes, that spreads like wildfire? And, you know, one of the things that Ted says is that kind of thing happens every once in a while, right? It's not something that you can rely on and something that you can build your business around, but you can rely on and you can build your business around is influencer opportunities. And I've experienced this in my own life. I certainly have experienced this, where if you're just looking and you're present and you look at, for example, somebody posts and says, what do you think about this, you know, this, these shoes? And maybe you've bought those shoes before and you have an experience with it, and you say, you know what, those are great shoes, but you can get them online for 20% less. And you jump in, and just for no reason at all, just to be helpful, you jump in and share. What happens? Well, that's an influencer moment. That's a moment where someone says, wow, you know what? You really helped me. You listened to me, and you gave me valuable information that was helpful. If you do that over time, you build up trust, and you build up an opportunity to be seen as someone who has something valuable to share with people. And that those moments actually, in the long run, make more of a difference than the creating viral content. And you know, one of the things that that Ted says as well, and I've done interviews with him about this, which is the idea that conversation is content. That sometimes we're so worried about what we're going to say that we forget to have conversations with other people. And social media, I don't know what it is, because if you went to a party, you would never sit down at a party and just start blabbing about everything that you were doing and not listening to someone. But on social media, we often use our Facebook, we use our Twitter, we use, you know, even our email. We use it to, in a way, to tell people what we're doing, to inform them of what we're doing. But is that the best use of social media? You know, that takes out the social out of social media, you know. And it, one of my rules of thumb is, if it's obnoxious to do in real life, then it's obnoxious to do on social media. You know, that's not, it's not best practice. It's not the way that's going to get you what you want, which is more engagement. And it really is interesting, because you know, I produce podcasts for organizations all across the United States, and one of the things I see over and over again is that organizations want to be influencers. They want to get people to talk to them, but it's the law of reciprocity. If you want people to talk to you, well, you've got to go out and talk to them too. And that's really crucial. So it seems like something that's so simple, and yet it really is a big deal. And I'll tell you, you know, it's one of those things that I know for me, it's sort of, you're so busy and you're thinking about, I'm going to put out this content, you know, I'm going to put out this podcast, I'm going to write this. A lot of times it can be something as simple as liking someone's share or saying, you know, great job. Adding value to someone else and joining a conversation is actually so simple. And we have dozens of opportunities every day to do it, but we don't do it because we're so focused on what we want to say. Stephen Covey in The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, he talked about that one of the 7 habits is seek first to understand, then be understood. You know, it's just a principle, a basic principle of good communication to first understand other people, to first demonstrate that we care. And yet somehow we forget this when we get on social media, and again, we become obsessed with viral content. Now, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't create interesting content and we shouldn't be putting our own stuff out there. But truly, if all you did was engage with other people and add value and think about, you know, how could I answer someone's question today? How could I give someone a tip or an opportunity or share something that would make a difference in their lives? Or how could I make them smile? You know, coming from that place, if you did that every day for a couple of months, I guarantee you that you would be in a very different place than you were when you started, and that people would see you in a very different light. And one of the nice things about it is you then don't have to be the wittiest person in the room. You don't have to create a giant ad campaign or social media campaign. It's one of those things when people say, how do we get started? You know, one of the simple ways to get started is really to just start connecting with other people. And it's the same thing, you know, if you have a Facebook page or you have a Facebook group and you're thinking, how do I bring people in? Well, one of the ways that you bring people in is by going to where they are and starting the conversation there. I'll share with you another way that, you know, if you have a topic and you want to start connecting with people around that topic, you want to start being an influencer. Let's say that you're really starting from, in many ways, let's say you're starting from scratch online, or maybe you're not starting from scratch, but you really want to bring in new people who've never heard of you. I guarantee you that whatever topic you talk about, there's some online forum that discusses it. Either an online forum, also you can find that topic trending on Twitter, trending on Instagram, trending on Facebook, wherever it is. But if you put in, for example, you know, if you are someone who helps people with their financial wellness, right, there are definitely forums for people who are talking about their finances. If you help people with overcoming depression, there are depression forums. If you help people with relationships, then there are forums for relationships. I used to run some of those forums. I used to be the head of therapist for a company called Talkspace. And there are forums all over the internet for people that are really hungry for information, right? And if you can go to those places, find those people and start having conversations with them when they're asking questions. Another great place to go is YouTube. If you find a YouTube video on your subject and you look in the comment section, people will be making comments. They'll be asking questions. You can also interact with those people. That information as well, the questions that people ask in these forums, the questions that people ask under YouTube comments are really gold, because it's the kind of thing that you can then also take back to your own social media platform. So if you see that 5 or 6 people asked a question about, you know, how do I overcome conflict in relationships, you could go back to your own Facebook page, let's say, and say, you know, one of the things I hear people saying a lot is that they're struggling with conflict in relationships. Here's a couple of tips that I found to be helpful. What do you think? And the chances are, because you have done the research, because you've seen that this is based on what people are actually talking about and struggles that people are actually having, there's a good chance that people are going to really relate to it. And by asking the question, what do you think, you're inviting people to join the conversation, right? So it works both ways. I mean, you can go out and talk to people where they are, and then you can bring those questions back to your home base, to your social media, and post about that. But I think the main thing here is the idea that influencer moments are these small moments. You know, think about your friends, right? Think about the people that you trust and are closest to. Are they people who've gone viral, right? Or are you friends with only famous people? And in fact, would you even trust a famous person over someone that you've known for years, who's just always there for you, always has a word of encouragement and advice, and just seems to be there right when you need them, right? Which one would be more important to you? If you had a celebrity show up at your door and you said, oh my gosh, you know, at first you'd be amazed, right? You'd say, oh my gosh, I can't believe this celebrity showed up to my door. But who would you really trust more? You know, those moments of building trust are these tiny little moments, and that you don't have to become famous to everyone. You only have to become well-known and liked and trusted to your tribe, to the people who really matter the most to you. And that is, you know, at the end of the day, that's the most important thing, is becoming a trusted advisor to the people that matter most to you. Thought leadership is about the idea that people look to you because they value your opinion. And I just love what Ted Rubin says about how those moments actually are small moments that happen, and you don't have to worry about creating viral content to do that. Thanks so much for listening. Back next week with a new episode. Up next, more Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Welcome back. Joining us again on the Small Biz Brain and returning is Melanie Rembrandt. She's an SEO content marketing strategist and publicist. Welcome back, Melanie.
Thanks so much, David. How are you?
Great, great. Doing well. Thanks so much for the work you're doing for small business and also on these segments, which we're learning a whole lot. Now, today we're going to talk a little bit about sort of what we might call a refresh around your content marketing and SEO strategy, right? I mean, this is like goal orientation and really sort of creating the pillars for the future by looking at the past and seeing how did you do. And a lot of it's the people part, isn't it?
Correct. I mean, you work so hard as a small business owner, even an entrepreneur, that it's so easy to get burnt out. And so, you know, sometimes it's good to refresh and reevaluate just to give that extra zing to your business, or maybe even look at doing something else. So, you know, one of the first things I always tell people, it's pretty obvious, but a lot of people don't do it. You know, look at what happened over the course of the last year, the last few months. I mean, did you meet goals? If not, why not? You know, make changes happen, because if something didn't work, you don't want to keep doing that. But if something did work, you want to do more of that activity. And it seems really simple, but a lot of business owners just don't have time to do
that.
Well,
I want to chime in on this, too, because it's some of this, I think, and I know you're going to agree because you've worked with so many different kinds of clients and so many different kinds of businesses, Melanie, is that this is personality type, too. If you're a solopreneur or you're running a small family business or a small company, I mean, you may not be wired to set goals and then look back at sort of the static set of goals that you created and then sort of do a reconciliation of whether they worked or not. I'm saying this because I'm one of those guys. I'm a river boy. I'm a creative guy at my core, so I'm a high eye, you know what I mean? I'm very intuitive. So I tend to just move forward, and I don't always look back and then reconcile what I set out to do. And I've worked with coaches around this, but this is a lot of what you do, I think, in your business for your clients, I'm guessing, is you hold them accountable to the goals you set together, right?
Well, that's part of it. And also with new technology, I mean, I do a lot of search engine optimization and tracking. The technology lets you know what is working and what isn't. So it's really easy to see in real time, hey, people really love this content. Let's write more of it.
Yeah.
So I love that fact because it saves time and money and effort. And it's just, that's one way you can use new technology, you know, to help your business.
So in a very real way, you look at what people are responding to and then you follow that voice, right?
Definitely. I mean, and that can be social media. If you're out there interacting with your customers, what are they talking about? What are competitors talking about? what's going on in your industry and, you know, overall, what is worldwide news? I mean, all of this affects your customers in certain ways, and you need to be aware of it so you can give them what they want when they want it.
All right. And speaking of the plan, let me get us back to the plan for today. Sorry, I digress. we all work with team members, whether they're internal or external to our business. So this is something you want us to be aware of, right, about whether our team members are really, you know, contributing and they're really functioning as a part of the team.
Right. It might be very difficult because you might have some really great people that you love working with, but you really have to assess them according to how they're helping the company.
Yeah.
I mean, are they working well with everyone else? Do they provide suggestions, or are they just looking for their next career step?
Right.
You know, the people you work with are so important to your company's success. So it might be very difficult, but you really do need to keep track of that and evaluate your team members and also energize them about the opportunities available at your business.
Now, your next, well, it's not the next one, but I'm going to jump to it. It's about passion. And this comes up so much. I mean, I've had hundreds and hundreds of interviews, as you know, and you deal with it with your clients as well. Can you get ahead? Can you grow a business if you're not truly engaged on a passionate level with it? I mean, that's my question. Your question is, do we still, you know, take account? Am I still passionate about what I'm doing? So frame this out for us a little bit in terms of how you work with the folks you're working with or just your observations about behavior.
Well, of course. I mean, everyone usually has a big passion for what they do when they first begin their business. And, that can kind of go away.
Right.
But the great thing is, as you grow your business, you can focus more on the things that you like to do and give, you know, the accounting and the marketing and the sales out to other people. So then you're more about the overall vision you have for your business. And, you know, if you don't have that passion anymore for it, maybe it's time to look for something else. I mean, a lot of people do various careers in a lifetime. Because if you don't look at that, what happens is you get stuck in a rut. And time goes by, and before you know it, 10 years go by, and you're still doing the same thing, and you just don't have the passion for life anymore. So,
exactly.
not necessarily life, but for what you're doing.
Well,
so, sure.
No, it makes total sense, and I've done a lot of work on this in the last year. I've been working with a couple different coaches, and I've been producing podcasts with them. And as you're suggesting, I mean, you have to be in alignment with what you love to do, and you need to continually kind of look back at – it's kind of like know thyself. If you don't have a sense of what it is you really, really, really want, and it's not being expressed in your professional life, I mean, you know, money's good, but, I mean, time is the real level or so. Are you spending time on the stuff that really is important to you? Because you're, and back to SEO and all the work we're talking about here with content, your audience is going to hear that you're not passionate about it. They're going to feel that, aren't they?
Oh, of course. And the business owners who are passionate about their companies, you can tell they're super successful. I mean, you see the commercials where the CEO is talking about their business, and you want to be part of that because they love what they're doing, you know? So
right.
It does. It comes across.
Right.
And if sales are dying, you know, that's something to look at.
It's an attraction, sort of the power of attraction or the law of attraction or however you want to say it. And lastly, as we wrap it up, you know, don't be afraid to dream, right, Melanie? I mean, I've been working with you for many years. You've always been open to the idea of the big dream in your own business and for your clients as well, right?
Yes. I mean, I come from a fairly small town, and I have no qualms about thinking big. I mean, my big model that I love is act as though it is impossible to fail. And so...
Ooh.
You know, you've got to go for it. Life is too short. You've got to pursue the things you want to do, and you find a way. I mean, there's other people out there who've probably done the things you want to do. And it can be hard as a small business owner because you have bills to pay. But, you know, you do have to have that big dream behind you that keeps you going. You know, what's the next thing? What's the next thing I can do? And it just makes life exciting.
Yeah, it's a great note to leave us on. We'll do it again for sure. Melanie Rembrandt, she is an SEO content marketing strategist and publicist. I love that. The website, www.rembrandtwrites.com, just like the artist is spelled, www.rembrandtwrites.com. Melanie, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thanks, David. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. And that's our show for this week. Thanks for listening, as always, Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Remember to visit us at podcastandradio.com to listen to the archives. You can also, of course, find us on iTunes as well. Give us a nice review if you would. And we'll see you next week. Have a great week in your business.
Small Biz America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.